Om Shanti. Welcome to It's Time. Create a structure and have peace of mind. It's very important to create structure and order in one's life. If there is chaos, commotion, and confusion, we will find that we end up wasting a lot of our time, feeling tired and getting frustrated. It almost goes without saying that an orderly mind creates an orderly life. Systems of any kind are created or put in place in order to facilitate something and or reduce waste. They can also help to make people's lives smoother and easier. If everyone knows the system, then no one needs to think about it. They just get on with it. It saves time, effort, and thoughts. Not everyone likes systems or rules and regulations. The other day we went to a beautiful park and they would not allow us to eat or drink anything. We were to only walk on the tracks and not on the grass. I must admit, we felt like leaving upon just hearing the set of rules. But in hindsight, we could see that a lot of effort had gone into creating such a beautiful park and that the authorities saw it fit to put these rules into place to preserve the environment. So they served a good purpose. If you happen to disagree with the system, realize that it has probably been put in place after some careful thinking. So let us trust that process. It also serves us well to create systems and structures for our own lives. Without discipline and order in our lives, we may lose track, lose our purpose, and lose our time. If we know, for example, that we need to fit in some exercise, meditation, cooking, and errands into the day, then we can plan, stay focused, and manage better. We become more efficient. Life feels good. Some structures that I find useful are finding out when my energy is the best for which purpose. Some of us are more active in the mornings and others in the evenings. And so you can consider this and structure your tasks accordingly. We can prioritize tasks and assess how much time each task will take and stick to it. Whether one looks forward to a particular task or not, it's possible to talk ourselves into believing that all is well and focus on how good it will feel once it is accomplished. Most of us have to go to work to earn money, which gives us imposed structures whether we like them or not. However, we can also structure our other activities. Once we get the important things set in motion, we will feel a sense of balance in our lives. It feels as though things are getting done and that we have a handle on our life. A Raj Yogi life is a life of structure. When the key elements are in place, early morning meditation, spiritual study, time for giving to others, etc., then it actually gives us a sense of freedom. It reduces waste thoughts such as, shall I or shan't I? It reduces the opportunity for procrastination and allows the mind to be at peace. If we don't follow the system, then there can be inner conflict. The mind will not be at rest. I have learned to accept rules and structures in my life as a blessing, not a bind. Take the example of a car seat belt. When we first put one on, it may seem a little tight and restrictive, but we soon forget that it's there, and while we are using it, we know that we are safe and protected. It's time. It's time to create order and structure in our lives for more efficiency and greater peace of mind. Om Shanti.